I want to share with a few thoughts about the matter we discuss before us when I read verse 2 from chapter 3. The Lord says, "You only have I know of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities." When I return back to chapter 1 and chapter 2, we read this sentence 7 times, that the Lord says, for 3 transgressions of Moab and 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. The same sentence repeated 7 times, 2 related to Israel and Judah, and 5 related to the Gentiles. The same sentence are spoken from God to all these people. There is no difference between Judah, Israel, and the Gentiles in the matter of judgment, in the matter of righteousness of God. But we know that the expression for the 3 transgression means that God is not hasty in doing the punishment. He is long-suffering and patient in doing the judgment. But when we return back to what is written in verse 2 from chapter 3, when God, the time of judgment came, He will not punish only for the 4th transgression, but I will punish you for all your iniquities. All things are known from God, and never one transgression is not be punished by the righteous God. So we have to remember, everyone remember, make remember for himself that even a bad word, even a bad doing, maybe many times we forget that we say this word or do this bad thing, but never the Holy God forget even one transgression. So we have to fear. As a believer, we have to fear the Lord, because He is a holy one.
This is good that our brother brought that up. I was just thinking about this, just to jump back and connect with those Nazarites and the prophets. The indictment that the Lord has against them is, you compromised those who were set apart. And you told those who had a word from the Lord not to speak a word from the Lord. And I think this is a state. It's really dangerous. And you mentioned, John, to the young people. But you know, to young people as well, don't compromise your brother. Don't try to compromise them because you want them to be more like you. You know, because having somebody set apart around you, if you're not set apart, is very uncomfortable. And so I've noticed this, a tendency, and I think this social media is a vehicle through which this happens. Oftentimes the tendency is to compromise other young people, to be more like them, so they feel better, so we can all get along in this compromised state. And so it takes real exercise to maintain that set apart condition. You know, when they told the Nazarites to drink wine, well, some of the Nazarites did. And when they told some of these prophets not to speak, some of them didn't speak. And it's a test. It's a real test in our day to maintain godliness in this scene. And also another thing, it's interesting, if they didn't know, because they were ignorant of a lot of the scriptures, because they weren't reading the Word of God, if they didn't know before that they were wrong, now they did. Now they're doubly responsible. Not only were they the people of God, they were called out of Egypt, but had gotten into such a state that they didn't even read the Word of God at all, ever. In their homes, obviously at Bethel, there was no scriptures read. But now Amos is speaking. Now they're responsible. And I think this is the way it is. You know, if we don't know we're doing wrong, and a brother, like you said, Bill, tells us we're wrong, now we're responsible before God. If they had a word from the Lord to speak to our hearts about it, now we really have to do something. And that's what happened here. I think this is why they're put into a position here in Amos that makes the sentence such that if they don't listen to Amos, that sentence will be carried out in God's time.
We're out of time, brothers and sisters, and I don't know, I think, Bill, you maybe have the same thought.
I was going to say the same thing, that we've really come to the end of this study. I know there's perhaps some other comments that others wanted to share. Please hold off on them. Our next study will move into the subject of repentance, which is vital for the recovery of a believer.